If you want the word to not appear on the page, but it is directing the program to do something, then you put symbols around it. In this case, you put quotes around it, okay? Or you can put a bracket around it. And you have letters that are sometimes not words. For instance, you might have a less than sign and then four letters, H-R-E-F, okay? And that's not a word, it's a H-R-E-F, right? Okay, but the computer knows that that means go to this reference, either in this program or another one, that's going to be directed by the numbers and the symbols that you put next to it and the words that are involved in it. You understand that? Yeah. So when you go into the source, you can see all of these things. Now think about this light out from the word that was there in the beginning with God, so much that God and this word became, and then this light shined out and it's the life of men. And men go, oh. And remember, I said there's three things. Predominantly, you got letters, words, you've got symbols, and you got numbers. So, for instance, let's just say that your body picks up on, what do you want to use, symbols or numbers? You have no idea. Okay, no. Numbers. We'll use numbers, okay? Your body picks up on the numbers, okay? Your body functions according to its design. God's the one that designed it. In fact, you can use, again, you can use the 119th Psalm. What is that, the 89th verse? Forever, O Lord, your word is established in the heavens. You is settled in the heavens. You have established the earth, but it remains. They continue this day according to your ordinances for all of your servants, right? This light is flashing forth. It's beaming out all the time. It's a contemporaneous action, present indicative action. It's going, it's going, it's going. And your body's going, okay, this is what I do. We say your body does all of these things on its own. I'm saying, no, your body's receiving the life from God, and that's why it does what it does. We'll get to the darkness. But when it screws up, it's because the darkness got involved with the program. We're going to get there, okay? I'm getting... Calm down, Mark. So this is happening. So we took the symbols, I mean the numbers, and said that the body's picking up on them, okay? You have the scientists, the zoologists out there, the doctors, they tell us that our body has these, what they call involuntary things that go on, right? You don't tell your body to breathe, quote unquote. You don't tell your eyes to, you know, change the amount of light going into it, right? You don't do that. Your body just does it because it's, quote, we could say it's programmed, or we could say it's picking up on the information that's being beamed into it that you can't see, which John called the light of life. Is this hard to understand? This is cool. And you could say the symbols are the things that go, what do you want to use, mind or spirit, you know, into your spirit. Those are things, remember the people who are speaking in tongues, those who are praying in the spirit, they're not speaking to men, they're speaking to God, right? Well, those are words, right? Okay, but your spirit's involved with stuff that your mind don't know. Yeah. There's stuff going into your spirit. Your mind didn't know you got born again, but your spirit received the quote program, the signal. We'll call that symbols. Your spirit went, whoa, I got that, and it, bam, and it happened. And the darkness couldn't stop it at all, because God designed this thing for life, and when you, quote, received it, when you believed into Jesus, it happened. Because if you look down to the 12th chapter, the first 12th verse of the first chapter of John, it says, to as many as believed into him, he gave them authority to become sons of God, children of God. So when you heard and believed Jesus, you received the authority to receive the message of the shining of the light into you, and the light dispelled the darkness, and you were, quote, born from above. You were born of spirit. That's what it says. Wow. And then your mind deals with the words. So if God wants the words to come into your mind to paint that picture in you, he just takes off the quote marks and you see the words. You understand how this analogy, if you understand anything about what I'm talking about with regard to computers, if you understand any of this, you understand how simple this is, and it does to function just like that. All we're doing is taking it to a higher level. Where do you think the ability to have a streaming service on your phone came from? Without physics, it can't happen. Without applying physics, it can't happen. And 100 years ago, it would have been possible. What'd I say? It would have been possible 100 years ago. But they didn't do it, right? 400 years ago, they could have had electricity. The same physics was there, but they didn't know how to apply it. I am so excited because I truly believe that in this day and age, in this time, the church, the body of Christ, is going to grow in wisdom and knowledge to where we're going to be walking in things that people could have walked in, and maybe some of them did 2,000 years ago, and over that 500 years or so of recording stuff and getting all organized, they lost it. Maybe. But I believe that God is just showing, look, grow up. Just keep coming. Don't stop. As I say very often, there's not two creations. The kingdom of God is not a totally, quote, separate thing. Jesus said, it's among you and it's going to be within you. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's been among us the whole time, but you couldn't see it. You couldn't walk into it. You couldn't participate because your device wasn't turned on. All you could kind of see was the darkness. Okay. So, here's something else Jesus said. If you look over to John, did y'all get all three of those things right? Spirit, mind, soul, and body. Okay, again, I want to emphasize that to you. I know this is out there, okay, but we'll just keep going. Okay, let's say something's wrong with your body and it needs tweaking. We call that healing, right? Then all the Spirit of God would have to do